This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Another recall election may be in the cards for Bay Area voters. This time, San Francisco Supervisor Joel Engardio is being targeted mostly by voters in his district for his backing of a plan to close the great highway in San Francisco to traffic. All right, Phil, how did recalls become so popular to remove someone from office here in the Bay Area? It just seems like a trend.
It is, you know, and maybe one day Malcolm Gladwell will write about it, because it's sort of like this tipping point situation where for years, decades, we didn't see it. And then we saw the recall of Governor Gray Davis, and then it went quiet again. And then in the last couple of years, it's just popped up. Governor Gavin Newsom was the subject of a recall. The Oakland mayor was recalled. The Alameda district attorney was recalled. The San Francisco district attorney was recalled. The San Francisco school board, most of them were recalled. Now there's another move to try to recall Governor Newsom, and down in Los Angeles, there's a move afoot to try to recall the mayor there over her handling or mishandling of the fires. And in San Mateo County, we have county and city officials trying to go onto the ballot to basically recall the sheriff. It's one of those things that just all of a sudden has become very popular, and it's a scare for politicians. The latest one you said was the supervisor in Engardio, who is a nice guy out in the sunset, but he was on the wrong side of closing that great highway and turning it into a park, and that was a real hot item in his district. And no sooner did he do it than they started hitting the streets with recall petitions. So once again, we're seeing it happen. It's like wildfire.
It is like wildfire, but it takes money, Phil, right? These recall, it's one thing to get mad and say, I elected you, but I changed my mind and I'm really mad about X, Y, and Z. But a lot of these, maybe not all of them, are bankrolled by people with big money.
Right. Now, the twist on this is Engardio has the big money behind him, the tech money that bankrolled the ouster of San Francisco DA Chesa Bodine and Alameda County District Attorney Pamela Price and the school board in San Francisco. Those types are behind Engardio, okay, because they like his stand on a lot of citywide issues, but he represents this one district and they're not happy there. They have put up $100,000 to try to fight the recall, and they're sending volunteers out to stand next to people or around people that are getting signatures for the recall and trying to talk people out of signing it. So it is this, it's a situation where you need strike a match, but you got to have money to do it. The question is, do these people have the money to get the 10,000 signatures needed to put it on the ballot? Because that's a second fight you face if you're a target for a recall. So yeah, Patty, it's a new kind of democracy, and just like our other forms of democracy, money plays big in it, and who's got it and who doesn't.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil's going to be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning with Margie and Eric.